with Craig Button from TSN. Craig, thanks for joining us for a couple minutes. Just wanted to talk to you a bit about the hockey season and what it's like for you. I mean, people know you for ranking the hockey players and Craigslist. So how do you get all the information? How do you go and compile all of that stuff?
Well, I get the information through my eyes, through attending the games. I mean, I see approximately 110 games a year, every year, and that encompasses everywhere in the world. That encompasses Europe, it encompasses North America, colleges, USHL, CHL, BCHL, high schools, you know, wherever the players. The benefit for me is that in most cases, I've seen these players for 2 and 3 years' time, whether it be at the under 17, whether it be at the OHL Cup, whether it be at USA festivals, whether it be at the Western Canadian Challenge Cup. I get an opportunity to not only see the players, you know, over the course of their draft year, I've seen them leading into their draft year. And to me, it's something that I think helps me, you know, really understand, maybe understand is the wrong word, but really feel comfortable with where they've come from and then trying to project, because you're still trying to project what they'll be at as NHL players.
Well, this is a pretty exciting weekend for the BCHL. Potentially three kids go in the first round. That's what we're hoping for. How much have you seen those guys on the ice and then off of it in terms of you know, talking to them and their maturity and all that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, if you talk about Tyson Jost and Dante Fabro and Penn Dickton, I've watched those guys since they were 15 years of age. So you know them. You've spent time talking to them over a course of a number of years. And you're watching like any young person. And mature and feel more confident about their game and what they're going to do and how they carry themselves. And, you know, so I'm lucky. I mean, Dennis Chalowski to a little lesser degree, but you kind of know where he started. Then you go, wow, is that pretty impressive how he's just progressed, you know, and you just think about all the different environments that you've been able to watch them under and the different challenges. So it becomes something that, you know, you feel that not only are the players good prospects, but you feel confident having watched them kind of literally and figuratively grow. You know, when you think about the BCHL and you think about players that have come from the BCHL that have been really good players, whether Brendan Morrison or whether it be Kyle Turris or, you know, you can go back to Ray Ferraro and Brett Hall. I mean, there's been, we're talking about Hall of Famers in Brett Hall, and we're talking about real top-end players. I think it's a fantastic league. I think that if you are looking for top-end coaching and top-end competition, I think it's not just me. Just go look at how many players come there from all over North America. Look at how many players before they're ready to go and play in the NCAA come and play in that league to get prepared for the challenges. And then just go look at the success they have not only in college but in pro ranks. You can definitely see that it's a league that helps you become better. And I think that the quality of it is high end. You know, I think about what John does as the leader of the BCHL, and it starts there. It starts with the leadership. It starts with everybody saying this is how we are going to run our programs, and we're going to make it a place that's very attractive to top talented players that have a different view and a different path than maybe a player, not maybe, than a player that wants to go the CHL route.
What about the NHL scouting fraternity in terms of a kid that's playing junior A and going to go to college, in terms of how they get viewed in their development? Is that changing at all, or has that always been the same?
I can't speak for everybody. I hear the same things that you hear, and you know, some people say, oh, wow, the competition, you know, how do you evaluate? Well, quite frankly, I don't evaluate where a player's playing. I evaluate what a player's skills and attributes are, and then I try to say, okay, how does this translate to the National Hockey League? You know, there's lots of players that are playing at a so-called higher level that you think are going to be, that don't turn out, that aren't that good. And if you want to underestimate players based on a level of play that they're playing at, you're going to make mistakes, and I guarantee you're going to make big mistakes. And so if that's how you want to approach it, go ahead. I don't pay any attention to where a player plays. I pay attention to what a player's skills are, the way he approaches the game, the way he thinks the game, and then do those qualities translate to the NHL? And that's how I do it. And it doesn't matter where they are. I don't care if they play on the moon. I don't care if they play in the Philippines. I'm looking at what their skills and attributes are.
What about players today, the modern player that's going into the draft this year, in terms of their preparation to speak to media, to speak to scouts, to just carry themselves around adults in the hockey community? Is that changing? Is that coming along?
Yeah, I think that a lot of it, you know, because of social media, and it's not just social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want. It's also, you know, there's way more opportunity to engage, you know, publicly and feel comfortable doing it from a younger age. I mean, it used to be a younger player came in, and the first time he was approached, they'd throw a microphone in front of his face. He's not used to it. But with, you know, with streaming, you know, kids in midget, and you know, there's a focus in on, hey, listen, you know, what are your thoughts? So they understand it at a younger age. They're engaged in social media and in traditional media. So I think it naturally leads to a comfort level that is really high, that, and they're able to work through it. And I think that they're incredibly comfortable and very, very, very mature young men.
Thanks for your time, Craig. Enjoy the weekend.
I will. You enjoy it too.